Mobile.
NC9B. Rough day?
Pretty good. How about yours?
Keep easy. Super light loads and just getting through the day. Got my 9 hours in the day. So things are looking good and they're giving me off Monday. So I got a 3-day weekend.
Dad, you like that tire picture I sent you?
Let me guess. He didn't know it was like that, right?
Didn't bother to tell him. He had to walk right past it to get into the shipping office. Surely to God.
He amazes me what people get away with.
See, that was wore out doing 60 miles an hour down the interstate.
And then I'm sure it was bouncing all over the place.
Tires were wore out.
Drive like that tire explodes or something and hurts somebody, throw them under the jail.
About that, KN4TFW.
KO4HKX. Speaking of jail, what are you doing, Patrick? NC9B.
You're running the roads. What about you?
You're advising. Be careful driving up the mountain.
And, hello, Ken. Hope you had a good day also. And just wanted to let you know, don't go anywhere near Spartanburg Highway.
What happened there?
Getting into the early voting is what happened there.
Yesterday, no problem. They had it all cordoned off. You can't go in. You can't make a left turn there. You have to go all the way down to Brooklyn Avenue and circle around and come back. They're only letting you come into the voting area through Brooklyn Avenue. And they're parking everybody at the Bent Boys, the O'Reilly's there.
You got people out there directing traffic, and it was backed up from the O'Reilly's all the way down to the old Cason's place there where they done the power trucks.
Did you get in a vote yet?
Tomorrow morning.
Well, I don't know. Saturday. Hey, I don't know. Yeah, I guess you'd have a hard time going there during the week. We went yesterday and we were in and out. No line or anything.
We're turning out. And I will get up early and be there when they open so that I don't have to fight the line. Most people will sleep in on Saturday.
You will beat them there. And just in case you were wondering, Ken, early voting for South Carolina starts Monday.
I'm going to try to get in there one of the days. I got to be up early tomorrow. I got to be in Spartanburg at the dealership for 7.
Truck.
It's for my car here. It's, I don't know, tire rotation and oil change or something. It's free.
Right now, they'll try to upsell you something.
I got the car, trust me.
And, Leon doubled there, or somebody doubled with Leon.
Go ahead, Leon.
I just thought you paid for it up front. The price of the car.
Yeah, Susan will probably go do early voting. She'll be off one day this week, and then it'll turn out like it. I'll have to wait till election day, and the line will be 5 hours long.
Patrick, I'm glad everybody's showing up, and doing their civic duty. I think everybody should vote.
With all these holidays and everything else, why can't we just shut everything down on election day? That way nobody has an excuse not to go.
People at one day to get voting. So, like, you know, I can't even get to my voting precinct. I'm supposed to vote at the Batcave Fire Department. I can't get there.
But I'm just thinking there could be a better way of doing things than what we're doing, but I'm glad to have the early voting, that's for sure. And nobody said you had to do it on one day. You can spread it out over 2 days or 3 days, whatever it would take.
The North Carolina's got the voter ID. I think they watered it down a little bit, but you got to have ID to vote some type.
If I have to have a federal ID to get into a federal building, I think I'll ever have the ID to, same ID to vote.
Next May, you're supposed to have your real ID. You can't get on an airplane unless you got your real ID.
We go into a federal building either. That's what I was talking about.
For GTM.
Hold on to your bootstraps there. Hello, Dean. NC9B. Welcome to the group.
I have a 4-H gig.
I mean, I don't have to go to jury duty or any kind of traffic court or anything like that.
With you there. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hello, Dean. Good to hear you in here this afternoon.
You as well, sir.
Dean, if you don't have a real ID, do you have to do jury duty?
Now, they probably haven't thought that far ahead. But, gentlemen, I'm going to be out of repeater range here shortly, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Hope all of you have a great weekend, and talk to you Monday. KO4HGX, if not before. 7-3.
Great day. Good talking to you. You must be a little bit ahead of me. I'm up 25 now. NC9B.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Patrick, KN4GTM.
For the day, or you head to the office, or what?
Head to the office now.
My rider with you.
Dropped off, I dropped her off at the house and picked up a stray, another stray.
Oh. Question there, Ken. I don't know if you'd have to... They'd have to figure something out of that one. I sure don't know the answer to that.
You got a speeding ticket here.
Not that.
It's on.
Let me speed up a little bit more.
On the pace car, right?
That 25, hot and heavy. We'll be happy. I washed her car.
Spread the last time she's cussed.
Wasn't working Monday.
Tell me about it. Not until I get this this new thing sighted in here.
Want you to get on it.
What idea?
Not bought him a new toy.
Come on with that. You can't never have too many of those, right?
Saying, but the wife keeps arguing.
Think too much about that. I do.
Just how you knew you were still married.
Yes, I'm kind of hungry. I had lunch today. You stop for lunch, Dean?
Ribs in the oven.
Ribs sounds good.
I think that the emergency lane is a turning lane.
So I just passed. I think the fast lane is just for sightseeing.
Over there and hanging out, right?
Construction zones here, and they had, you know, 25, 30 cars piled up behind them. Right now, before they get to the work zone.
Thing going up the hill is a killer, especially if somebody's doing the speed limit.
You know, I had to drive a tractor trailer up here. It was not wanting to go up the mountain. Had a lot of weight on it. I kind of felt sorry for people behind me.
30 seconds, I'm going in a bad spot. KN4, TFW.
For GTM.
Gas leak taker in front of me now, but I'm good. I was on a 30. Going up about.
I hauled 60,000 pounds up there the other day, and I couldn't get above like 20.
27, 25 now.
Ain't big enough.
Gasoline in front of that tanker. It's in front of me.
Big enough. It's just the government says that we can't turn them up.
I got past my fully loaded flatbed going up through the gorge there on I-40. He passed me like I was stopped.
Detour, they asked me if I wanted to go to Mount Airy tomorrow. But I don't think so. That's what they're doing now. They're having to divert from Knoxville to Mount Airy. And we have a guy from our office meet him from Mount Airy and bring him back down to Greenville.
And ride, right? You can go up, what is it, like 40-something out of Charlotte?
when you're retired, you don't really have to work, but you want to.
And on the weekend, and just so you know, we're down to 15 miles an hour now.
Part.
Finish the dinner while he's driving.
Up to there, oh, it's been 6 months ago, or I guess, and there was two trucks, they were fighting it out. Of course, both of them was going slow, and then they both ended up, like, stopping where it merged, and then they had to get going again. Man, that took forever.
Did go in the dead zone that Patrick entered a little while ago, so. I'm going to say 73. Y'all take care. Have a good night. Dean, you go ahead and pick it up. NC9B.
To you, Dad. 73's to you as well. Be safe on the way home. Tell Mom I love her. And I will talk to you at some point, I'm sure.
Hey, Leon, you have a good one and a safe one, and be careful out there. KN4 TFW.
Talking with you. We're about back at the office, so we're going to jump off as well. 73's to you, and drive safe if you're driving.
To you, Dean. Have a good evening. And I look forward to catching you another time. And I'm almost to the house. I'm here on Wadehampton Boulevard in Greer, 4 miles to go. Have a good one. 73, KN4, TFW.
KN4, GTM.